NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. House Bill 65 that is currently making its way through the House allows for either 4 or 5 day school weeks and would require 1,140 instructional hours with no requirement for the number of days. The bill came in response to the state's public education department rule back in 23 that declared districts would have to have 180 days of school, but a judge rejected the PED plan. The bill passed Monday's committee with unanimous support and now is headed to the House floor. If it passes, it would then go to the Senate, which has only about 12 days left in the session. Court records show the PED is now appealing the district court's ruling against their proposed rules. An enormous letter C that looks down upon Carlsbad was shot by an unknown assailant, police said, and investigators are looking for leads. In total, 18 bullet impacts were found in the water tank the C hangs from, 16 in a cave girl mural on the back of the tank, and 2 where a bullet appeared to have struck the side of the tank after ripping through the canvas-type material. Damage and repair costs could total as much as $10,000. The C, which stands about 25 feet tall, is visible to motorists throughout town from the area near the Living Desert Zoo. Information leading to arrest could result in a $50,000 to $5,000 reward via Crime Stoppers, and tips can be submitted at 575-887-1888 or 844-786-7227. And with inflation hitting all aspects of our lives, New Mexico cattle growers say the price of beef will still be high for some time as it has become more costly to raise cattle. The biggest hit against cattle growers is the price of feed and water for grass. The state uses grass as a huge source for feeding cattle, but with the massive drought the state is facing, growers have had to use other means. Replacing members of the herd can be just as pricey, as market values on yearling steers has gone up close to $2,000 a head. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.